it wouldn't be wrong to say that obviously PEVC is at a very nascent stage. Okay, I mean, it's, we are still exploring. Okay, if you look at a typical PEVC, say a hands-on approach, no, none sucks. Okay, there are cases where sales are happening so rampant, and that's massive sales happening, but everything's on credit. It's like if you ask young entrepreneurs, katile loan nai lindaina bhanchan, loan lindina bhanchan hai kaam garda kheri. When you sign the loan sheet, I mean, timro jagga sampatti sabai bechera timro kere guarantee lechu ama bua ko sampatti bechera we will get our money back bhanracha. Testo cha haina, but overall if you really look at again the PEVC space, also now this is a very risky asset class. It's a very risky asset class, and that I think everyone needs to understand.
नमस्ते फाइनेन्स फ्याक्ट्रीको ब्रान्ड न्यू एपिसोडमा यहाँलाई स्वागत छ. फाइनेन्स फ्याक्ट्री इज ब्रट यु बाई भ्यू फाइनेन्स प्रडक्सन र हामी फाइनेन्स फ्याक्ट्रीको प्राइभेट इक्विटी सिरिजको एपिसोड 3 छौँ. हामीले विगतका दुई एपिसोडमा पी इन्डस्ट्रीका भेरियस प्रोफेसनल्सहरूलाई ल्याएर पी इन्डस्ट्रीको ओभरअल जानकारी पनि ल्याएको थियौँ फर्स्ट एपिसोडमा, भने सेकेन्ड एपिसोडमा हामीले कुनै एउटा पी फर्मको टेक्निकल डिटेल्सहरू बुझ्न खोजेका थियौँ. र अब चाहिँ हामी थर्ड फोर्थ फिफ्थ एपिसोडहरूमा चाहिँ एक्सपिरियन्स सेयरिङतिर लागिरहेका छौँ. किनभने हामीले फर्स्ट एपिसोडमा सुमन सरले भन्नुभएको जस्तो पी इन्डस्ट्री चाहिँ एकदम नेसेन्ट स्टेजमा छ होइन नेपालमा. सो एक्सपिरियन्स जति सेयर गर्छौँ, जति सुन्छौँ, हामीले टेक्निकल डिटेल्स पनि बुझ्न सक्छौँ र पी इन्डस्ट्रीको बढी जानकारी पनि लिन सक्छौँ. सो हामीलाई आफ्नो एक्सपिरियन्स सेयर गर्नको लागि पी इन्डस्ट्रीमा केही वर्षदेखि काम गरिरहनु भएको हामीसँग हुनुहुन्छ निदान श्रेष्ठ दाई. थ्याङ्क यू दाई सो मच फर कमिङ.
थ्याङ्क यू सो मच फर इन्भाइटिङ.
थ्याङ्क यू सो मच दाई. सो दाईले चाहिँ ट्रु नर्थ एसोसिएट्सको इन्भेस्टमेन्ट म्यानेजर हुनुहुन्छ हजुर अहिले चाहिँ. तर दाईको बारेमा भन्नुपर्दा दाईले 2008 एससिबीबाट आफ्नो करियर स्टार्ट गर्नुभयो. 2014 हजुर फिलिपिन्स गएर एमबिए गर्नुभयो. त्यसपछि हजुरले त्यहीँ काम गर्नुभयो र 16 हजुर नेपाल आउनुभयो. 2018 हजुरले ट्रु नर्थ एसोसिएट्स, जुन कि एउटा नेपालमा एउटा लोकल फन्ड म्यानेजमेन्ट कम्पनी पिई फर्म हो, र 2018 टिएनएमा हुँदाहुँदै हजुरले फुडमान्डु, जुन हजुरहरूको पोर्टफोलियो कम्पनी हो, त्यहाँ हजुरले 2 एज अ सिइओ र सिइओ पनि काम गर्नुभयो नि दाई. सो यति धेरै एक्सपिरियन्स छ दाई, अनि पिई इन्डस्ट्रीमै हजुरको यति धेरै ह्यान्ड्स अन एक्सपिरियन्स छ भनौँ. बिकज एउटा पिई फर्मबाट आफ्नो पोर्टफोलियोमै इन्भल्भ हुनुभएको सायद एकदम युनिक केस हो हजुरको होइन दाई. सो हजुरको इन्ट्रोडक्सन यदि मैले केही छुटाएको छु भने एड गर्दै हजुरको बारे केही भनिदिनु दाई, र हजुर किन यो इन्डस्ट्रीमा आउनुभयो दाई? वाट मेड यु कम टु दिस इन्डस्ट्री दाई? त्यसबारे केही भनिदिनु न.
थ्याङ्क्स आकृति फर द इन्ट्रोडक्सन है. सो प्राइमरली आई थिङ्क यु कभर्ड एभ्रिथिङ वाट हेभ डन होइन. अपार्ट फ्रम द्याट आई ह्याड अ स्टेन्ट वर्किङ इन इन्डिया पनि. चेन्नईमा आई वाज वर्किङ फर पेट्रोकेम कम्पनी होइन. आई डिड देयर. अपार्ट फ्रम द्याट आई अल्सो led a wallet based company. I worked for a stint in UNCDF, World Bank, hai na tinar chai gare chu. Tara what I mean from mero college days dekhi nai, graduate school MBA days nai, I wanted to get into investments, particularly private equity venture capital nai. Okay, so teskai journey ma pani I've been moving around tyo time ma chai. So mero interest on private equity or venture capital chai ekdam start bhayeko chai it's with graduate school nai. So I have this professor called Bharat Parashar there, you know. So I think he's the one who introduced me to private equity and venture capital world, and through the books obviously, through a coursework. It was very exciting. This is exactly tyo bhanda agadi chai, it was more IB, investment banking, testo testo garne equity research, testo garne chai line ma thyo, at least career aspirations testo. But that class actually changed my perspective towards private equity and venture capital. And after my graduate school, actually, I've been looking around those areas. How do I enter? So I spend a lot of time trying to work with PE firms in Singapore, Philippines, or even in India. But usually what you see in PEVC, at least boutique PEVC firms, usually it's very lean in operation. They own a bank or insurance, a ton of staff. They don't work that way. And you could be managing billions of dollars and you could still be very lean, like 4 to 5 people managing everything. Okay? So that is one thing. So obviously, apart from that, if you really look at PEVC firm, you get to interact with a diverse range of industries. Okay? It's not just one. I know, I mean, even during banking, I was lucky or fortunate enough to actually do that. So even private equities, I enjoy that. Okay? Interacting with a diverse set of entrepreneurs, understanding how they are solving problems and helping them grow. I mean, it could be from financial perspective or non-financial perspective. There's so many angles. So I mean, all these activities put together, it's a very exciting field altogether. Okay? It's constantly the books you read and the course that you do can teach you up to a limit, but to experience it yourself, it's a whole different universe. Okay? BEVC, go say.
सो दाइ हजुरले अब इन्डिया अनि फिलिपिन्स सिङ्गापुरको रेफरेन्स लिएर नेपाल जब आउनुभयो पी इन्डस्ट्री आउँदा कति रियालिटी भर्सेस एक्सपेक्टेसन ग्याप कतिको भयो बिकज किताबहरूमा एकदम लाइक अस्ति सुमन सरले पनि भन्नुभयो कि बाहिर यदि 100% छ पी इन्डस्ट्री भने हामी बामे सरिरहेको छौँ अरे होइन नेपालमा सरले भन्नुभएको सो हजुर आउँदाखेरि कहाँ थियो दाइ पी इन्डस्ट्री र त्यही पनि किन छिर्नु भयो र हल्का टिएनएको बारे जुनसँग हजुर अलरेडी एसोसिएटेड हुनुहुन्छ टिएनएको बारे पनि केही भनिदिनु दाइ जोडेर
ओके सो बेसिकली इन्डस्ट्रीको बारे भन्दा वेन आई इन्डस्ट्रीको बारे नसुने चाहिँ होइन होइन सो इभन वेन आई वाज ब्याक इन माई ब्याङ्किङ डेज आई थिङ्क बिओटू भन्ने फन्ड थियो तर त्यो बेला आई थिङ्क बिड म्यानेजमेन्ट वाज लुकिङ आफ्टर त्यो बेला नै वी वर मेड अवेयर अफ दिस कन्सेप्ट अफ प्राइभेट इक्विटी भनेर चाहिँ होइन अब प्राइभेट इक्विटी के हो भेन्चर क्यापिटल के हो त्यो चाहिँ होल रेन्ज चाहिँ आई थिङ्क आई डिन्ट ह्याभ अ भ्यू एट द्याट पोइन्ट इन टाइम तर बिस्तारै वी गट टु नो कि नेपालमा यस्तो इन्भेस्टमेन्ट एक्टिभिटिज अन अ भेरी प्राइभेट स्केल भइरहेछ पहिलादेखि नै अब इफ यु रियली लुक एट द ट्रिनिटी अफ प्राइभेट इक्विटी हेऱ्यो भने देयर इज फ्यु पिपल आई मिन सुमन दाई अभियसली अमङ्स देम होइन देन यु हेभ टेम होइन फ्रम डोलमा देन यु हेभ विलियम फ्रम आई वान्ट टु वाच होइन सो लाइक वाइज आई थिङ्क बिड म्यानेजमेन्ट पनि इज देयर होइन सो दे वर देयर इन द इनिसियल फेजेस obviously BO2 as of now Siddhant Pandey he's there as well so these are the guys who've been let's say lobbying or carrying the private equity VC flag on their shoulders and taking it forward so it wouldn't be wrong to say that obviously PVC is at a very nascent stage okay abhi we are still exploring okay kasari huncha I mean funds aajako din ma pani hamle afai locally manage garera thaina we are still raising from donor organizations many apart from TNA obviously near raising from donor organizations and trying to find investments that will one obviously keep your investors ko returns at least decent returns aus haina अर्को भनेको त्यो प्रिन्सिपल अमाउन्टलाई सेभ गरोस् भन्ने चाहिँ त्यसरी चाहिँ पर्सपेक्टिभबाट हेरिरहेकै छ होइन सो इट्स नट रङ टु से द्याट इट्स एट अ भेरी नेसन स्टेज बट द एक्साइटमेन्ट इन द इन्डस्ट्री होइन इट्स बब्लिङ है अब देयर सो मेनी एक्टिभिटिज ह्यापनिङ अहिले झन् युल सी न्यू फन्ड्स गेटिङ रेजिस्टर्ड अल आई क्यान से इज विथ न्यू फन्ड्स कमिङ एन्ड इट जस्ट एज मोर डेप्थ टु द इन्डस्ट्री क्या इट भ्यालिडेज द पोइन्ट द्याट एटलिस्ट यस हुन्छ वी आर हेडिङ इन टु अ राइट डिरेक्सन इन टर्म्स अफ अल्टरनेटिभ इन्भेस्टमेन्ट्स And about during my days back and at least banking my dahiri, you had limited options, okay? As an entrepreneur, as within my at least how much opportunities are there as an entrepreneur to raise funds? I mean, you get it or not, that's a different concept altogether. But at least there are opportunities where you can raise funds. So this was it. So all these activities that are adding up over the years since 2012 onwards, early summer, is it's taking at least the industry in the right direction. So that's all I can say, you know, where the industry it stands at. Obviously, compared to developed markets or even developing markets, say, we're not there yet. We're not there at all. And because, I mean, the one is the pipeline is very thin. It's shallow right now. And obviously, the governance level for companies to actually avail equity fund, it's at a whole different level right now. And exits stories are few, but yes, they're inspiring. And so those are there. I mean, there are a lot of variables which will act, and I mean, there were no regulations about the regulation. I mean, though the regulation mirrors mutual funds, I mean, we can go there in a different podcast, obviously, but it's there. At least I got the thought. So, I mean, at least the government acknowledges this kind of asset class one. So we should be grateful that. And slowly and steadily, we are moving in the right direction. So, and about TNA, So True North Associate is basically a private equity venture capital company, which is based out of a permanent capital vehicle, but has a patient capital approach.
Okay.
And so unlike most of the funds in Nepal, as of now, we're a local fund, totally local fund. We've been operating since 2015, and with a group of entrepreneurs, obviously, we've created a portfolio of companies and obviously Food Mandu being our flagship and the first investment. After that, we've done Act 360 and a few more, and Act 360 got it, Kathmandu Coffee got it, real estate projects got it. So even in terms of if you look at a portfolio spectrum, it's pretty sector agnostic. And there are reasons why you have to be sector agnostic in a country like Nepal.
Okay.
And so that's there. So even the ticket size, how we're moving, people ask me, ticket size, the private equity fund, what's your ticket size? So Tiopani, it's diverse as of now, it's agnostic in terms of size pani. We are open to looking at different kind of businesses, irrespective of size, irrespective of industries. I know obviously our difference in terms of many PEs operating in the country is obviously we try to provide a hands-on approach, like you said at first. And why hands-on approach in Nepal primarily is because most of the businesses that you're investing in, they're young, they're aspiring entrepreneurs, they have a lot of enthusiasm, passion for what they do. But on the sides, business does not run only on passion. It requires a lot of sense in terms of how you're going to run it, in terms of your finance, in terms of your governance levels, in terms of human resource management, developing a team who can execute even when you're not there. I see it as a primary thing right now in entrepreneurship. Okay? Most of the medium-sized, small-sized businesses, if you look at Nepal, they all run family-wise or a single-person risk. Okay? So your team developer nayo ki your bandwidth na bhayeko management bandwidth na bhayeko, so all these will require a hands-on approach. That's why we provide that kind of an expertise as well. Obviously there are projects, if you look at a typical PEVC, say a hands-on approach it's obviously preferable that we provide the financial assistance and the strategic advisory so that a business grows through an entrepreneur or through the founders themselves. But obviously when they require, for a country like Nepal, when they require, we are there to help them and see that the investment becomes big in size, scale, it scales, it becomes profitable, obviously. So whenever you think about a business, it can't be a NGO kind of an approach. There has to be some financial incentives that keep the business going. It has to be sustainable. Right? So these kind of things, one say that's where I think TNA is positioned in terms of a private equity or venture capital firm.
Okay. दाइ हजुरले एउटा पर्मनेन्ट क्यापिटल भेहिकल भन्ने वर्ड युज गर्नुभयो होइन किनभने जस्तै अब डोलमा पनि क्लोज एन्डेड फन्ड डोलमा फन्ड वान छ डोलमा फन्ड टूतिर गइरहेछ सो त्यो र क्लोज एउटा क्लोज एन्डेड फन्ड भन्नु र प्राइभेट के अरे पर्मनेन्ट क्यापिटल भेहिकल भन्नुमा चाहिँ के फरक पर्दिन्छ दाइ
सो युजली फन्ड चाहिँ देयर बेस्ड आउट अफ पर्टिकुलर टेन्योर हुन्छ उनीहरूको लाइक 10 years 15 years 7 years 5 years दट्स वाट वी हियर सो वेन वी से पर्मनेन्ट क्यापिटल भेहिकल चाहिँ बेसिकली इट्स एस्टाब्लिस्ड on a structure that it's a company structure. Okay. Okay? So usually if you look at nascent markets or if you read about industries, PE industries, because they develop, usually it's always a fund ko structure man develop.
Okay.
They develop through these kind of structures, and when the market has certain depth, understanding, maturity, then it moves towards a fund level.
Okay.
Because there are a lot of fiduciary responsibilities as fund managers. Okay? It's not about just raising funds, deploying it, and then just... You as a fund manager, at least at True North Associates, we believe we have a fiduciary responsibility towards the shareholders, towards towards our LPs. So there's a certain responsibility there, be it transparency, be it return expectations, that I manage. So that's how we're actually functioning as of now.
Okay. सो दाइले अहिले नै कति कुरा भनिसक्नुभयो कि दाइको जुन एक्सपिरियन्समा आएको कुरा होइन दाइ सो अब चाहिँ हामी के गरौँ भने हजुरको जुन एक्सपिरियन्स छ त्यसलाई चाहिँ एउटा स्टेजेस वाइजमा एकचोटि कुरा गरौँ बिकज एउटा पिईमा काम गर्ने प्रोफेसनल एउटा सोर्सिङ या स्क्रिनिङ स्टेज हुन्छ होइन ऊ हेर्छ उसले डिल मेकिङ स्टेज पनि हेर्छ उसले इन्भेस्टमेन्ट पोस्ट इन्भेस्टमेन्ट पनि हेर्छ एक्जिट पनि हेर्छ र इच स्टेजमा कति कुरा हुन्छ कि खासमा होइन दाइ सो लेट्स स्टेज वाइज एक्चुली कुरा गरौँ दाइ सो नेपालमा अब एउटा पिई फर्मले स्क्रिनिङ एन्ड सोर्सिङ गर्नुपर्छ नि जब कम्पनी खोज्ने कम्पनी एनालाइज गर्ने बिकज हरेक पिई फर्मको आफ्नो आफ्नो क्राइटेरिया छ होइन कोही अलिक इएससीमा स्ट्रङ होला कोही इएससी अलिकति लिनियन्ट होला बट देन एकदम रिटर्न फोकस्ड होला एनिथिङ होइन सो हजुरको एक्सपिरियन्समा स्क्रिनिङ र सोर्सिङमा कस्तो एक्सपिरियन्स भयो र इन्टरनेसनल प्र्याक्टिस के छ नेपालमा अपर्च्युनिटिज के छ अब यत्रो धेरै पिई फर्महरू आइरहेछ कम्पनी भेटिन्छ त के हुनेवाला छ दाइ त्यो स्क्रिनिङ र सोर्सिङमा फोकस भएको छ हजुरको एक्सपिरियन्स सेयर गरिदिनु न
त्यसलाई एन्सर गर्नको लागि चाहिँ लेट मी टेक यु ब्याक अ लिटल बिट 2012 2015 2014 बेसिकली एट द्याट स्टेज वेयर दिस फ्यु पिईभिसी फर्म्स केम टु लाइफ होइन सो युजली हेऱ्यो भने देयर आर्न मच डिल्स कि होइन त्यो बेला सो वाट डिड दिस गाइज डु भने दे स्टार्टेड रनिङ अब तिमी पनि यु वर्क विथ वान टु वर्स राइट सो यु स्टार्ट रनिङ एक्सेलरेटर अर इन्क्युबेटर प्रोग्राम्स वाइ भन्दा इट वाज अ ब्याकवर्ड इन्टिग्रेसन कि इट्स इट वाज अ वे टु फाइन्ड One was maybe entrepreneurs, but they were not ready to take private money like ours or institutional money. And there's a difference, right? So you could take money from friends and family, that will have a different expectation, different condition. But when you take money from institutional investors like us, that has different conditions attached altogether. So there was a time when entrepreneurs were not ready, where maybe regulations are clear, instrument use investment. So if you go back at that time, what most of the companies actually, they try to work together to a certain level. And if you really see, you'll realize that some tried a backward integration. And they started running accelerator programs and saying that, okay, we'll find companies from there. I think One2Watch, TNA, we took that approach. Right? Then if you look at other players, they might have said, oh, this is, it's too small a size, you know, and it's too risky. Maybe we should get into some business where maybe we could see an exit, an IPO, maybe Hydros. Right? So approaches pharak hundai gayo. But obviously in terms of business opportunity, I wouldn't say there isn't business opportunity. There is a pipeline, but there's a pipeline which is not ready once.
Okay.
And so tyo ready hunako lagi nai, I think we've been working on. So there are deals in TNA nai, which has taken, I think, 3 years, 4 years, okay, for that to really happen. I mean, and this is not unique ones, okay? Even in banking, there are deals like when you're basically, it takes time, okay?
True.
And you interact, you develop that relation, you develop that comfort. Bank ko loan ko kisama testo hunda ta, you're marrying, okay? And you're getting married to another equity partner. So each of us, as an investor and as a taker of that fund as well, as a founder, you're testing each other out, okay? And it does not happen overnight.
True.
And so it takes time to understand the business. And not every business is perfect, Bunny. So in Nepal, there are conversations where, we talk to international investors or local investors where they're trying to look for a perfect business. Okay?
Mm.
With the books pan takke mileko, sabai transparent bhayeko, governance ready bhayeko.
Hardly hola tyo ta.
I mean, you won't find that. You have to make that, right? So you'll have to work with your founders side by side, handhold them where necessary, or learn from them where necessary to reach that stage.
Okay.
So that's why when I'm saying pipeline, not what is it, pipeline tha, that it's shallow in the sense that everyone's not ready to take that money from you yet.
Okay.
So it will be a challenge in terms of finding pipeline companies. But again, you can have different approaches, right? So when you're saying different approaches, you can say that, okay, I could go for pre-IPO companies.
Mm.
I know there are companies who are doing that. And if you really look around, I mean, there are a lot of companies, investment management companies, who have a target set saying that, oh, I mean, it's a pre-IPO matter goes. Then the others were saying, oh, energy matter goes.
Mm-hmm.
And at least there is a clear path in terms of how energy is working. Then there are ones like us, I know, the wild cards, we're taking the risk as well,
yeah,
and trying to go for a different set of entrepreneurs. This is high, but overall, if you really look at, again, the PEVC space, also, now this is a very risky asset class. Okay?
Mm.
It's a very risky asset class, and that I think everyone needs to understand.
Mm.
It's the riskiest asset class, so the requirement, higher the risk, higher the return.
Yep.
And so that is how I look at it. So where TNA stands in terms of that risk-return portfolio, we're very clear what we want.
Okay.
And so most of our investments, they run a recent dollar, and kuna seed dollar. Kuna is a very big projects which are ready to go, which are doomed or deemed to go IPO banamala. And then there are companies which are likati e-commerce platform kind of businesses, fintech businesses wala. So testo chai, there's a mix.
So dai hajur le ke bhannu bhayo bhane screening garda kheri chai like kunai kunai ma 3 years pani lage jasto bhannu bhayo haina. So esa maile sodhna khojeko chai screening ma huncha ke dai generally ke herinchha entrepreneurs ko yo chai kina sodhay bhanera entrepreneurs pani ready bhayera aunu paryo ni ta la ma aaye la mero documents de la mala paisa deu bhanu is not a good attitude because kati level ma due diligence haru huncha. So screening phase ma ke herinchha dai tyo halka bhandin na.
Ab screening phase ma herne bhaneko era if you're looking at businesses with a certain years of vintage, like 5-6 years, on a very broad level, it's basically looking at the business. So when you're looking at the business, what do you look at? You look at the financials so that it tells the financial health of the business. That is, entrepreneur le kati paisa aile chha afno business ma, how has he, I mean, he could have losses, incurred losses over the years, but how has he incurred those losses? Ke chha garyo? Maybe kati le chha they incurred losses to actually acquire customers hola. Some to acquire maybe a lot of infrastructure, now they're going to scale hola. And so we try to understand the financial health of the company. That is basically looking at financials, looking at contracts that they already have, and looking at SOPs that they've already figured out, at least in the company, and how are they managing that. And so usually at companies, company level area one, it's not perfect. So the way we, at least at TNA, look at it is we try to understand a founder's mentality of what are his strengths and what are his weaknesses. Our weaknesses could be systems. He does not have systems. Every founder or every entrepreneur, they're passionate people. These are passionate, aspiring people. So they're doing things to move the company forward, but through maybe a single lens. होइन. सो वाइल दे डुइङ द्याट कति कुरा मिस भयो होला. सो इट्स बेसिकली आर एज इन्भेस्टर्स टु लुक एट द्याट मिसिङ लिङ्क एन्ड नट पिन पोइन्ट द्याट बट रादर सी द्याट दिज क्यान बी सल्भड होइन. वी क्यान सल्भ दिज बाई डुइङ दिज एक्टिभिटिज. त्यसको लागि डज द कम्पनी हेभ रिसोर्सेस? इफ नट इट माई निड रिसोर्सेस फाइनेन्सियल होला होइन, इट कुड बी पिपल होला. सो इट कुड मेनी थिङ्स. सो दिस इज बेसिकली हाउ यु लुक एट इट. सो बट इफ यु लुक एट द सोर्सिङ अर स्क्रिनिङ प्रोसेस ओभरअल, अघि नै मैले सोर्सिङको त भने, स्क्रिनिङ प्रोसेसमा चाहिँ कस्तो भने देयर इज मल्टिपल इन्टरेक्सन्स द्याट आर ह्यापनिङ कि. सो एटलिस्ट फर मी अहिलेसम्म कम्पनीजहरू डिल गर्दाखेरि वी हियर द सो इन टिएनए वी रन समथिङ कल्ड टिएनए पिच फ्राइडेज. इट्स अ क्लोज डोर पिच सेसन होइन. सो आई थिङ्क इभन अनुप हेज डन इट होइन. सो बेसिकली द्याट इज वान वे इज इट्स बेसिकली एन्ट्री पोइन्ट. सो वी लिसन टु यु and we were there to listen to you rather than say okay this is your business model tweak garnu parcha change garnu. We're not going to do that. We're going to listen to you and try to ask you all those questions which makes you question your business model yourself, okay? Rather than someone else questioning it. So after that we actually try to reach out, we catch up once any over maybe a coffee or something. Obviously COVID-ly things have changed differently, so these pitch Fridays when they're very they're virtual meets and we do it remotely. It's closed door, and right? You just pitch, and then we actually hear you out. Then we actually try to interact and see what can be done. Okay? So by businesses, ma'am, we might not have the expertise, right? But there might be some certain businesses where one is maybe we could invest, we could show you our intent to invest, and then there are certain businesses we could just help you out, just stay engaged, so that as I bhetyo ani boli invest garnu parcha bhanne ta chaina ni. And so the idea is, as I bhetyo, we consult, we engage with each other, we stay connected. And we learn from each other, okay? So that we're at a point that tomorrow, maybe 2 years down the line, or 1 year down the line, or maybe just even 6 months down the line, we can invest and work together. Mm-hmm. And at that point, you're also, when I say engage, you're basically talking to each other often, periodically. So when that happens, say, you get comfortable. You get to know me. I get to know you.
It's like the dating
process. Yes, exactly. But it's not speed dating. Speed dating, you know, is your... gradually organic dating one of nine. You're learning about each other, you're learning what turns you on, you know, what actually pisses you off, and when things piss you off, how do you react and how can each other help. So you're trying to leverage on each other's strength. So when that happens, then you're like, okay, you take things forward gradually.
That is why, yeah, I mean, you marrying the dating analogy, I mean, ekdum use karte because it fits in so perfectly, yeah. You know. So screening phase mein breakup hune, what would be the top three reasons? Tai hajurle dekhnu bhako ya padhnu bhako bhognu bhako basis ma.
Aba aile samma the way I look at it, most of them before we even get to engage, it's a Silicon Valley valuation that breaks it up. Yeah, you know? To be very truthful, I mean, we've not even engaged. I mean, kura matra garira hola, like just trying to get to know your business, and suddenly someone throws a figure that is maybe Silicon Valley. Yeah, it's like, okay, how did that come up? You want to grow your business, or are you trying to get value for your business?
Exactly.
Two aspects. Okay? So usually, most of the companies we're looking at this level, we're looking to grow the company, move it in a direction. You're coming to us not to get value out immediately. You're looking for a partner who will help you scale. And then we'll get value out together. Right? So there are a lot of companies at times you approach.
Okay.
So of entrepreneurship, I mean, this is also a time to reflect on the entrepreneurship or investment landscape. And that's why it's nascent, right? It's bubbling. Entrepreneurship, I mean, time and again, it's romanticized. Everyone out of college, right? Entrepreneur, bonding, one, hunsa, which is not bad. It's good. I wouldn't say that, but yeah, it's good. Right? But if you really look at the entrepreneurial class in Nepal, time and again, when I really look at it or reflect, and it's these people who, I mean, let's say the need for money, okay, is, I mean, they're comfortable. Let's say, I think that's the word. They're comfortable. Okay? So they can take that compromise and they can risk and go move towards entrepreneurship. But if you look at the entrepreneurs who are actually working hard and making things happen, then suddenly you'll see a shift in the types of people. Okay? These are people who actually worked hard. They were doing it for financial incentives to support their family and then also pursuing their passion at the same time. Okay? So there's alikati class dekhinsa, difference dekhinsa pani when I'm just trying to reflect on how this situation is in Nepal. Okay?
So the yota overvaluation bhayo na, there are two reasons dinu parcha.
So arko major one is governance issues. And time and again, when I say governance, there's so many things. Eh? If you look at businesses, aba hamle businesses herda khali kan financials dekhcha, there's so many companies in Nepal afai loan lera pani kaam garira huncha. And they don't realize their reserves have been depleting because they've been using debt to actually work.
Mm.
And there's so many things under that, yeah, that because the governance level is so weak, it's within the family, it's within one person, it's in his head. Right? So to move alikati bottleneck.
Okay.
I wouldn't want to put out cases, but there are cases where a company lost, and the entrepreneur does not know about it.
Wow.
He's bleeding, how much he's bleeding, what is happening. His books are telling a different story.
The real books?
Yeah, the real books. The real books, the ones that they show us.
Okay.
That's showing a different story. And then what is really happening is a different story.
Mm.
Right? So this to cases. Then there are cases where sales are happening. So rampant, right? That's massive sales happening, but everything's on credit.
On cash. Right?
So, exactly. So when is it going to materialize? Mm. So obviously when you look at the books, it looks brilliant, man. It's so profitable. And
but
then
cash
the cash flow lay on the
pals
again. So the cash flow lay pani, they're financing it through debt hola,
mm.
and personal debt. Again, Nepal ma, they want an entrepreneur class pan sa. Kati le chai they have the luxury to take personal debts and a personal
mm.
overdrafts and then fund that. So this is the cases or it's so governance definitely.
Okay.
Right?
And
the last reasons obviously I think it's cold feet once in a while.
Cold feet.
So usually like when entrepreneurs they get into the engagement, right? So usually they get into the engagement. We talk to each other and a lot of invest gurney, we're there, we're talking like governance money is the weak, sir, we'll fix that and the valuation money fix boy. Okay, this is how much money you need and we'll get there. And suddenly at times you feel you can see that they're having cold feet. Okay? Like linear ra malai chaindana ma loan nai linchu haina ma sathi batai linchu eti valuation pugena. So that's when all these kind of different variables
generally like why are
there conditions conditions ta huncha. And as I told you that even we're in the business of money, right?
Mm.
So it's like if you ask young entrepreneurs kati le loan nai lindaina bhanchan loan lindina bhanchan nai kaam garda kheri loan nalikana kaam garna. So why bhanne take loan, you can leverage it, you can make more out of it bhanne. So I think it's a similar logic that people are just hesitant because they feel there are so many conditions that they have to comply with. So the conditions, it's in their head now, at times.
Just family, PE firms, at such, the comfort, we don't have to give. I'm talking on behalf of PE firm, that we don't have comfort, entrepreneur comfortable, is it on us?
I know, we could look at it from that angle as well. There could be reasons why, maybe where we didn't make them feel comfortable.
Mm.
That's why I was talking about that long-term engagement. Okay? Where unless I engage with an entrepreneur for quite some time, they have to get comfortable with me.
But
I just say instances cost the things that you engage by run. There are times when you get cool feel. Linear or paisa, no leave mala. I'm like I just some I have no obligations. I can just move forward at my. So I mean, there's a thing about free will, pani. So when an entrepreneur is running his or her own business, they're running it the way they want to.
Mm.
Right? Exactly. I mean, I don't want so much profit. I can move at my own pace. I can go office at my own discipline, right? So this is the one that, and suddenly now you've taken outside investments. And again, I'm not talking about friends and family.
No,
you're talking about outside
institutional
investment. Then it has certain conditions, reporting
mm.
standards. Because a reporting standard, it's not a difficult work, but it's basically something you're trying to make the organization transparent.
Mm. So accountability, transparency, innate culture at such,
so that could be it as well.
Yeah.
So this is the boy. So I mean, all these culminate into where overvaluation money comes.
Exactly.
So I will line it up, and then I will line it up. And again, at times, investor le paisa, most of the time, at least for a market like Nepal, say we want to invest not to give the founders an exit, but to invest with the founders so that you can take the company forward.
Okay.
So I think there is a communication gap. Maybe it is a PEVC's work, it's our duty to actually educate them on that. Maybe we've not done that well. And so, I mean, there are gaps, but I mean, we learn as we go. So these are a few things, I mean, obviously in terms of entrepreneurship and investment,
mm.
but this is something it'll come in over time. Yeah?
Exactly.
Not everyone got there immediately as well. So
mm.
I think we're getting there. People are understanding. There's so much investment activities happening as of now.
Exactly.
Right?
That is up screening but also agadi jama in that deal making ma. So the deal ma valuation to definitely pricing, you know. So isma to aile kura gari halem kati chuti kura na milera deal tutsa, you know.
Pricing is negotiation again.
Just normally PVC or like afla protect garna la anti dilution or raksa, you know. Aba board seat chaincha bhancha. So jab yo term sheet ko aru rights har ko kura auna thalcha tab chai yo deal making ko phase ma how do the entrepreneurs react tai. So yo halka yo terms har pani bhandidai. Kin yo terms ra hamle pahila discuss garya chainam anti dilution and all. Tyo haru bhandidai. जेनरल मेन टर्म्स भनिदिँदै कसरी हाउ डु द एन्टरप्रेनर्स टेक इट त?
सो यस्तो हो, अब टर्म सिटहरू भने त इट्स बेसिकली सो इट्स बेसिकली द वे युर डिसाइडिङ द वर्स्ट केस सिनेरियोमा दिस विल बी द वे विल सेटल एनी डिस्प्युट है भन्न खोजिरहेको कि. सो द्याट इज बेसिकली द वर्स्ट केस सिनेरियो कि, वर्स्ट केस सिनेरियोमा सो द्याट वी डोन्ट स्क्राम्बल भनेर राखिरहेको कुरा हो. But how do everyone, I mean, not even just, even investors and entrepreneurs, everyone take it that, oh, yeh nahi ho, that is written in stones. You might never reach that stage. Nahi. But anyways, it's basically something that governs our agreement or our arrangement in such a way that the worst case scenario, these other terms, anti-dilution, board seat, most of the times, entrepreneurs, they do not know the impact of all of these. Okay? So maybe it's our communication when we talk to them very straight or when we try to keep it in very nice words, we misinterpret. But usually it's pretty simple. Most of the terms are pretty simple. You just go on Google and it'll tell you. Okay?
Yeah, exactly.
Right? Anti-dilution, if the investor is putting his stake, उसको स्टेक चाहिँ डाइल्युट हुँदैन नो म्याटर वाट ह्यापन्स. आई मिन इभन इफ अब राउन्ड सिरिज ए बी आयो भने हुँदैन भन्ने कुरा हो होइन. सो थिङ्स लाइक द्याट भयो. बोर्ड सिट भनेको बेसिकली एन इन्भेस्टर इज सेङ आई वान्ट इन अन द एक्टिभिटिज द्याट यु डु एज अ म्यानेजमेन्ट अफ द कम्पनी होइन. मेबी आई माइट नट ह्याभ अ डिसिजन कलिङ राइट होला, बट आई वन्ट टु नो वाट यु डुइङ भन्न खोजे हो कि. आई मिन द्याट्स हाउ इन्भेस्टर इज लुकिङ एट इट. द अबभियसली इफ आई वाज अन आई माइट बी लाइक हि इज एनरिचिङ इन टु माई टेरिटरी हो कि होइन. सो त्यो चाहिँ यतै इट ओन्ली कम्स द्याट कम्फर्ट हेज टु कम इन के होइन. सो बोर्ड सिट भन्दा देयर आर टाइम्स कति टाइम्स आई गेस इन्भेस्टर्स वोन्ट इभन टेक अ बोर्ड सिट एज लङ एज यु क्यान क्रिएट द्याट सिस्टम अफ ट्रान्सपेरेन्सी. टाइम लिएर पर्छ एक्ज्याक्टली वाट इज ह्यापनिङ, यु डोन्ट सरप्राइज मी, द्याट्स वाट इम्प्रेस. एज लङ एज यु डोन्ट सरप्राइज मी इट्स फाइन. बोर्ड सिट भयो होइन, देन यु विल ह्याभ ट्याग अलङ्स, ड्र्याग अलङ्स भन्छ हामीले. अब ट्याग अलङ्स भनेको सिम्पल थिङ, आई मिन इफ देयर इज टुमोरो देयर इज एन एक्जिट अपर्च्युनिटी, we go together hey bhanna khoje ho,
we
tag with you. I mean tomorrow let's say there's a business and then there's someone from international investor coming in and saying that oh exquisite valuation, and we're still talking about valuation by and say but there's an exit opportunity and if he wants to sell his share at a particular price then we tag along. Hey hamro pani auncha. So what we're doing is we're protecting our investments. Okay. Right, tesai gara drag along hola. Right? So if someone wants to buy shares at a particular level and we say that, oh, that's quite a price and it saves our investment, right? So drag along, I can drag you along and sell your shares as well. The terms are there in the term sheet. And that is, I think, you guys might have a different session. I mean, term sheet we discuss point by point. Right? So those are basically, this is still in the, let's say, screening or let's say deal making phase. Right?
सो द अन्टरप्रेनर्सहरू कतिको कम्फर्टेबल हुन थालेछ नि त, बिकज यो सबै सुन्दाखेरि झट्ट सुन्दा त अन्टरप्रेनर ओ माई गड दे आर जस्ट प्रोटेक्टिङ देम सेल्स, आई विल बी लेफ्ट आउट वाला फिलिङ आउन सक्ने खालको छ नि त. सो हाउ कम्फर्टेबल आर अन्टरप्रेनर्स गेटिङ, या कति टाइम लागिरहेको छ, हाउ आर यु मेकिङ देम कम्फर्टेबल अराउन्ड इट?
अब त्यो कुरा गर्दा चाहिँ कस्तो हुन्छ भने, आई मिन आई वर्क इन अ ब्याङ्क, सो इफ यु रियली लुक एट ब्याङ्कको पनि documents when you sign the loan sheet, I mean timro jagga sampatti sabai bechera timro kire guarantee lechu ama bua ko sampatti bechera we will get our money back bhanne cha. I mean so if you're looking at entrepreneurs who've had the experience of debt, they will understand. Okay?
Okay.
And like I said in the first part, that this is the riskiest asset class. Okay? Yeah, if you're looking at from my side, I'm putting money, I don't know if I'm receiving that or not, and I'm trying to put agreements, I still don't know. Agreement ta hale नहुन पनि सक्छ नि. आई डोन्ट नो इफ आई हेभ टु टेक दिस टु कोर्ट. सो त्यस्तो कुरा, देयर इज नो कोलाटरल, देयर इज नो ग्यारेन्टी द्याट आई विल रिसिभ इट. सो त्यो हिसाबले हो. एन्ड इट इज अभियस फर फर्स्ट टाइम अन्टरप्रेनर्स अर लेट्स से न्यू बिजनेसेस अर इभन रिसेन्ट बिजनेसेस टु गेट जिटर्स इन टर्म्स अफ लुकिङ एट द टर्म सिट. बट आई थिङ्क द टर्म सिट अभियसली एनी काइन्ड अफ दिस काइन्ड अफ अग्रिमेन्ट्स, बी इट अ लोनको के अरे अफर डकुमेन्ट अर बिबी हाम्रो एसएचआर टर्म सिट, दे अलवेज स्पेल आउट द वर्स्ट नै हो कि. Worst case scenario ma ki hune ho, so you have to understand, take that pill that this is the worst case scenario. But best case scenario ma ki huncha ta, haina, so tyo pani bujhnu parne huncha. But like you said, how are we making them comfortable? There is no such thing as making each other comfortable. The idea with this is basically telling you on your face that this is exactly what this means, okay? होइन, अब कम्फर्टेबल बनाएर आई कान्ट मेक यु साइन एन्ड टुमोरो हो, मैले यसरी भनेको थिएँ भन्न त मिलेन. सो आई टु टेल यु एक्ज्याक्टली, आई टु टेल यु अन यु फेस द्याट दिस क्लज विल टेल यु दिस, इट डज दिस नै होइन. एन्ड देयर इज अलवेज कस्तो, इट्स नट एन एक्सक्लुजिभ, मैले जे कन्ट्र्याक्ट पठायो यु विल साइन इट त होइन नि यु विल टेक इट विथ यर लयर्स एन्ड देयर सम क्लोजेस यु वन्ट अग्री सो त्यो हुनसक्छ दस अलवेज द्याट इट्स अ नेगोसिएसन ओभरअल
इट्स एन आर्ट ओके दाइ सो डिल मेकिङ त्यो भयो अब त्यसपछि लेट्स मुभ फर्दर अनदर स्टेज होइन सो पैसा हाल्ने स्टेजमा अब यो फरेन फन्ड हो भने त कति धेरै च्यालेन्जेस चलिरहेको छ सो त्यतातिर जाँदैन जाउँ अहिलेलाई सो लेट्स चाहिँ कि अब पैसा हालेपछि जुन एउटा पोस्ट इन्भेस्टमेन्टको स्टेज आउँछ होइन जहाँ चाहिँ द म्यारिज हेज ह्यापन नाउ यु स्टार्ट लिभिङ टुगेदर एन्ड यु स्टार्ट टु नो इच अदर होइन सो अब त्यो फेजहरूमा चाहिँ जस्तै दाइ रिपोर्टिङ गभर्नेन्स त एउटा पार्ट हो तर बिजनेस पनि त अगाडि बढाउनु पऱ्यो सो त्यो स्टेजेसहरूमा हजुरले देख्नु भएको रियल केसेसहरू होइन र कुन लेभलको ह्यान्ड्स किन हजुर एकदम ह्यान्डसन हुने मध्ये पर्नुहुन्छ चाहे अरू फर्महरू कम्पेयर गर्दाखेरि पनि होइन सो कुन लेभल अफ ह्यान्डसनहरू हुनु भएको छ या बाहिर कुन लेभल अफ ह्यान्डसन भएको देख्नु भएको छ या यो पोस्ट इन्भेस्टमेन्ट स्टेजमा एक्सपिरियन्स सेयरिङ गरिदिनु न
सो पोस्ट इन्भेस्टमेन्टमा ओके लेट मी स्टार्ट ग्लोबल प्र्याक्टिसेस पनि के हुन्छ इभन लेट्स अ यङ प्राइभेट इक्विटी एनालिस्ट अर समवन जोइन्स अ पी फर्म बाहिरतिर पीईभीसी फर्म्स देयर इज अ प्र्याक्टिस एटलिस्ट अन टप फर्म्स वाट दे मेक यु डु इज दे मेक यु वर्क इन द पोर्टफोलियो कम्पनी होइन द्याट इज बेसिकली टु गेट अ माइन्ड सेट हुन्छ नि अफ वाट आर द च्यालेन्जेस द्याट युजली ह्यापन्स इन अ कम्पनी अनि एज एन इन्भेस्टर वाट यर पर्सपेक्टिभ विल बी त्यो चाहिँ एउटा जेनरल प्र्याक्टिस हो कि तर अब नेपालमा बिकज वी आर स्टिल अ यङ कन्ट्री भर्खर पिइभिसीको स्टेजमा विच इज गेटिङ देयर सो वी हेभन ह्याड द्याट मच आई मिन आई बिन लकी इनफ फ्रम टिएनएस पर्सपेक्टिभ टु ह्याभ द्याट एक्सपिरियन्स सो त्यसमा चाहिँ कस्तो हुन्छ भने वेन वी आर मेकिङ द डिल नै द ड्यू डिलिजेन्स डिडिए गरिरहन्छ We've already identified the gaps, right? We're making a deal despite knowing that there are gaps in them. So we're saying that these are gaps we can quickly, let's say, cover it up. I know, we'll cover it up, or we can find solutions to eradicate that problem. So that is one thing that we can look at. The other is basically, like you said, marriage analogy. Like, kati things say will be a surprise, but behavior, despite no, I mean, talking with people for almost 3 to 4 years, you might still be surprised.
People change.
Exactly. So you evolve over time and your business evolves as well. So you have a point to stand still reference. So you don't have to. So with your perspective, what are you doing? Yes, I know. As we go ahead, say we try to work with the entrepreneur in the sense that it takes 2 to tango. Okay? I can't encroach your area of business. Okay? It has to be you who has to tell me that this is something I can't do. And I can't do or it's difficult for me or I might need help. So one is obviously if you need help, assistance or anything, one is can you find that with the resources that you have? Can you find someone in the market to get that done? No, does your investor or does your board or does your network have that expertise? So that's where we come in. Okay? So we don't want to be like that authoritatively, I'm going to solve it. It's not a way to go because not everyone is comfortable. Okay? And so the idea has to be, it takes 2 to tango, you have to come to me or we have to understand each other that you should be open enough to say that this is my problem. True. I see that you have that expertise, you have that network. Can you arrange something that can help resolve this? On a stage, we both have ownership and accountability because you brought it up. I said, I will help. We are both accountable to work together to solve that issue.
But entrepreneur has to be proactive.
I'm not saying proactive as such, but you should be open enough to discuss that with us. Okay. So kaile kain chai kasto huncha nale, at times, I mean, even with pitches, okay, if you really look at most of the pitches, at times, you'll suddenly realize that in order to impress an investor or to lure him or her, at times you say so many things, and you hide so many things. So what that gives is basically, and as an investor, let's say, what's happening at times? Too much noise, too much clutter. And then what kind of value can we give him or her? That questions, I'm not any question.
Okay.
So the reason, even in the post-investment stage, when you have these scenarios, because it's culture, innate culture, that you don't want to show all your flaws.
Exactly.
Yes, it could be something like that. I mean, you don't want to show everything and you don't want to show it at once.
True.
So this is within that post-investment phase. Every year we get to learn something. And so the reporting is not a reason that a report is basically one of the tools to see your gaps that you will not willingly show it to me. So, कस्तो हुनाले त्यो रिपोर्ट टु रिच एरिया द्याट आई नो द रिजन ग्याप पनि इट विल टेक अलमोस्ट 6 मन्थ्स अ टाइम्स कि होइन 6 मन्थ्स लाग्ला 1 वर्ष लाग्ला 2 वर्ष त्यो रिपोर्टै बनाउन टाइम लाग्ला कि होइन के हो त्यो रिपोर्टको अब्जेक्टिभ के हो होइन सो यु टकिङ अबाउट डिफ्रेन्ट स्किल्स अफ entrepreneurs, ne? I mean, talk about systems, you can talk about systems, even big banks and insurance companies, they might not be system for certain, so many things. Okay? I know we've been experiencing that kind of ops. So it's pretty there in the market. Ne? So to post investments, to find how to help them, it's a two-way streak.
Okay.
And it's a two-way streak, so you work with them. If you use tools like reports, you use tools like weekly reports, monthly reports, quarterly reports, you use tools like, you don't have to call it board meeting, you could call it like ManCo meeting. These are all tools, yeah, just to engage more and then find out what's happening in the company. Kun direction le agadi lane. Aba tei kura ma garyo bhane, there could be two ways. One is the company has grown so big, you actually need to take a step back, clean up your activities, and then create a system where it can catapult your growth, right? It could just leapfrog garyo. And I mean, this is something you've seen in so many companies, like even global companies like Amazon. When there was a time in the 80s or 90s where they stopped their expansion stage, or they went back, they cleaned up all their systems, they cleaned it up, and then they catapulted ahead. That is one strategy, and that is cleaning your house and then going ahead. Then other is basically growing so big that your growth covers all your inefficiencies. Okay? And there are so many examples. I wouldn't name them again, you know, like banks may tell. I know there are strategies that banks have taken that they've grown their books so big that the inefficiencies of the system, it hides everything. Okay? And then they can fix it. So there is no right or wrong. Okay? It's basically what approach are you going to take, and you're sticking with that approach.
Okay.
Well, how am I going to propel growth? And how am I going to propel my bottom line to grow properly while I manage discipline? Stop and do it, or grow so big and internally bistare milaundaicho.
So at the end of the day, problem solve hudai janu paryo, but the way you take it is dui jana bich ko again agreement
rather than I would say negotiate. It's basically because you're in it together. Okay? At times kosanale, even when you're talking with entrepreneurs, they feel they're in it alone. Okay? We've also been part of investments where at times it's just investors just want to bounce ideas, because you're also like, as an entrepreneur, kati jana sang when I talk to them, they need someone just to bounce their ideas. Okay? They might not even need your feedback, your idea. Okay? They just want someone to throw what they're thinking. So you could be that platform at times.
Nice.
So tisto ko lagi even there are so many concepts, that I won't put it up here. There are concepts of how you can allocate shares to even facilitate that kind of deals.
True. Okay. सो द्याट पोस्ट इन्भेस्टमेन्टमा पनि अर्को एउटा पोडकास्ट हुनसक्छ खासमा इट्स सच अ ब्रड थिङ होइन यति धेरै एक्सपिरियन्स हुन्छ सो लेट्स मुभ टु नेक्स्ट स्टेज अब एक्जिट जुन वान अफ द थिङ द्याट्स ह्यापनिङ अब लाइक द्याट्स रियली गुड कि एक्जिट्सहरू भइरहेछ होइन बट धेरै पछि भयो नि त एक्जिट होइन एन्ड इट्स रियली एक्साइटिङ सो द्याट नेपालको एक्जिटको जुन सिनायो छ पी इन्डस्ट्रीमा त्यसमा हल्का भन्दिनँ दाइ कहाँ छौँ एक्जिटहरू प्रोबेबिलिटी के छ अब बिकज जति जति फन्ड रेज गर्न खोजिरहेको छ फन्डहरूले एक्जिटको क्वेसन टाइम एन्ड अगेन आउने नै वाला छ सो वेयर आर वी विथ एक्जिट्स
आई लाइक हाउ यु पुट इट लाइक कति टाइम लागिरहेको छ एक्जिट्समा भनेर टाइमै लाग्ने कुरा हो नि होइन एक्जिट्स भनेको आई मिन युर वान युर वर्किङ विथ एन एसेट क्लास विच इज सो रिस्की एन्ड देन युर वर्किङ विथ एसेट क्लास विच टेक्स टाइम द्याट्स वाइ आई मिन वेयर नट लाइक हुन्छ नि एफडी त होइन नि एक वर्षको रिटर्न खै भन्नको लागि होइन बिकज एज आई टोल्ड यु एन्गेज गर्नु कति टाइम लाग्छ त्यो पछि डिप्लोय गरेर त्यो बुझ्न बिजनेस केले चाहिँ ड्राइभ वाट आर द ड्राइभर्स फर ग्रोथ बुझ्न टाइम लाग्छ सो इट इज एन इन्डस्ट्री जुन अब त्यो लोकली होइन कि ग्लोबली नै अब कति वर्ष इफ यु लुक एट अल द बिग डिल्स 10 वर्ष 15 वर्ष लागेको छ होइन आई मिन यु लुक एट अब रिसेन्ट हाम्रो के अरे जोम्याटो के अरे फ्लिपकार्ट पेटिएम इज गोइङ ग्लोबल लुक एट द इन्भेस्टर्स हाउ लङ हेभ दे स्टक विथ देम 10-15 इयर्स छ कि नो वान सिन द्याट स्ट्रगल देव ओन्ली सिन द ब्राइट साइड है आइपिओ हुन लाग्छ Obviously, IPO, अब त्यही अब गेटिङ टु एक्जिट्स एकदम टेक्स्ट बुक डेफिनेसन अफ एक्जिट्स लुक्स लाइक अब ट्रेड सेल्स ओनर बाई ब्याक होइन आइपिओ त्यस्तोहरू छ आई मिन एन्ड इफ यु रियली लुक एट द्याट नेपालको कन्टेक्स्टमा अल अफ देम हेज बिन इट्स स्टार्टेड के अल अफ दिज नै ओनर बाई ब्याक आई थिङ्क बिओ टु हेज डन इट वान टु वाच हेज डन इट यु बिन पार्ट अफ इट इज वेल होइन ओनर बाई ब्याक भएछ तिम्रो IPO, I think there's one, Dolmaya Koa, hydropower project is going IPO, and so it's happening, and our trade sale is something very tricky. I think we're fortunate enough, at least TNA, that both our deals of exits, one a partial exit and one full exit, both have been trade sales.
Okay.
And that is, I think, a tricky part. Usually, because there is so much liquidity in the market, and the market is more mature, they understand what they're getting into, these kind of transactions happen, okay? And it's nice actually. This is the way basically your landscape grew, Neo. And with when you talked about new funds coming, this is the excitement. Okay? Now we can work together and actually do so many more deals. So just one fund has to do all the sourcing, screening, and deploying post investment manager, exit. Maybe we could join hands somewhere.
True.
And so, exits, as I told you, trade sales, we've been fortunate enough to do that. I know owner buyback cases, I think there are roughly around 4 to 5 cases of owner buyback. You have 2 cases of trade sales. A case of IPO happening. Then if you're talking about pre-IPO, if you really look within the investment management space, people won't call it PVC, but there are investment companies who've been doing that, just focusing on pre-IPO deals only.
Okay.
And then doing those money. So
then return perspective, say cost to sada yo exit sale ma.
So return is to okay. But PVC matre bhanyo bhane, it's high returns. Okay? You're expecting 40-50% IRR expect gori rounds because the standard and the bookmaker, so the standard that you're making 100 deals, 2 deals are making it right. Exactly. So you have to cover it up for the other 90 deals, funny, you know, with that 2 deals.
True.
So 2 aspects are, but I think Nepal context, everyone is running their first fund. And the first fund, everyone is learning. And kasaile thulo mistake le sikiracha, kasaile sano fund le sikiracha, but you're learning, everyone's learning. And when you're learning from each other, bunny, isto deal mat isto garo hunda re cha. And yes, this kind of monitoring mechanism is so difficult. Due diligence, this approach hunu parne rahecha. Fund ko optimum size ke hundo rahecha. Ticket size dherai sano bhayo bhane kati ko problem aundo rahecha. So we're learning on all of these fronts together. So the exit ko chai, returns ko case nai kura garyo bhane. Personally, when I look at it, if you're doing a risky asset class like private equity or venture capital, nothing below 25% will actually justify.
Okay.
I know will justify and nothing will, because if you're trying to get 12-13%, I think banks, I think FD or money all cooperative and there are other ways to get that returns. Okay? But because you're managing it such a risky asset, I know the return expectations are high.
Okay.
Again, that's where about foreign fund advantage, local funds, this sort of answer. Obviously, foreign funds can access lower cost of capital based funds, but the time lag, the process that it requires to come into the country is long, wala. And likewise, local funds, cost of equity, cost of capital is so expensive, right? Nepal. I mean, I know you guys are finance students as well. You might be doing it about roughly 18-20%. The cost of capital is answer. And so 20% mere cost over, and returns 5% is again very less, right?
With all the
So you're looking at a high return based aspect, and with time. So returns, luckily I think. Food Bandhuma, we were able to make a good return, and we made it public as well. And we hear about, I think, with Dolma Pani IPOs, return perspectives might be good. So, it has to be, you have to invest in asset classes where obviously higher the risk, higher the returns. So,
okay.
Something like in that paradigm, say, it'll make sense.
Okay, makes sense. Thai. So that we're almost towards the end, you know. So we all are learning from each other, your industry, you know. So probably second last question, this is ki ल हामी त एकअर्काबाट सिकिरहेछौँ तर जो बाहिरबाट यो इन्डस्ट्रीमा आउनु खोजिराख्नु भएछ बिकज अहिले यति धेरै भ्याकेन्सिजहरू आइरहेछ नयाँ फर्म्सहरू आइरहेछ अनि त्यति धेरै इन्फर्मेसनहरू आउट देयर छैन होइन बिकज कुराकानीमा हुन्छ होला यो पोडकास्ट गर्नुको वान अफ द रिजन्स पनि त्यही थियो कि धेरै इन्फर्मेसन बाहिर छैन सो जो आउनु खोजिराख्नु भएको छ उहाँहरूले कहाँबाट इन्फर्मेसनहरू या के हेरेर के पढेर के खोजेर चाहिँ कुद दे बी मोर प्रिपेयर्ड भन्नु
more prepared, obviously. This is an industry which is new, but Nepal ko lagi chai. Bahira tira, there are ample examples of what is happening in the PVC space. Also, kati, like, I interact with young people these days. They know a lot of what is happening outside. With our neighboring country, India, there's so much activities. Bangladesh, there's so many activities happening. Even if you just follow them, broadly, se bujhdo rahecha ke, what is happening. But coming back to Nepal, you've talked about so many stages. The depth of knowledge to really do these, say, are you ready? Do you have that attitude to really get your hands dirty? Well, tyo chai dekhindaina. And about getting resources, I'm not worried about getting resources. Resources, there are plentiful.
Okay.
And movies nai tanna chha, you can watch, right? There's so many movies that will give you.
Nepal focused, chai
ke bhai? Nepal focused, because we're such a young country in terms of PEVC, there won't be ample cases to reflect upon.
Exactly.
But there are cases in the banking industry that reflect a certain way PVCs have been functioning, even in the banking side.
Okay.
There are deals in banks where इक्विटी कन्भर्जन्सहरू भएको छ. सो लर्निङ नभएको होइन, लर्निङ छ, यु हेभ टु टेक द्याट. अब एलबिओज भएको छ, लेभरेज बाय आउट्स भएको छ नेपालमा, दे माइट बी फ्यु होइन, दे माइट बी भेरी फ्यु. फ्यु आई क्यान रिमेम्बर सुमन दाई लिडिङ एट हिमसेल्फ नाइ होइन. सो त्यस्तो केसेसहरूबाट चाहिँ यु क्यान पिकअप एन्ड लर्न वाट इज रियली हाउ पिपल युज दिस काइन्ड अफ इन्भेस्टमेन्ट्स टु टेक इट फरवर्ड. एन्ड वेन दिस काइन्ड अफ इन्भेस्टमेन्ट्स कम, मैले फर अ फन्ड म्यानेजर त्यो ethics about having a fiduciary responsibility towards be it your LPs or do be it your shareholders, it's so important. Okay, you know, you're managing their money and it's your responsibility to tell them clearly what the risk looks like, what kind of returns can they expect, or what are the bottlenecks happening in the state. So two parts, it's very difficult and not many people will easily accept it. And so at times you, it's basically opening up your horizon in terms of thinking. But okay, in terms of analyzing a business, they're the same. I mean, the bank company, you'll analyze a business in a particular way. If you were a CFE, you'll analyze it in a different way. If you've been dealing with stocks, as of now, I mean, right now you meet everyone who's a stock market expert, right? So everyone knows how to analyze a company. So, I mean, that's not a class. It's a very subjective thing. Okay. So, topics and resources, I wouldn't worry much. But Nepal context, when there are cases in Nepal, I mean, which is pretty open. Okay? You don't have to know the numbers to understand the dynamics. True, true.
Context
tha bhayo, how deals have been happening. I mean, roughly, even if you look at BO2, One to Watch, TNA, hayna, Dolma, four companies' ko portfolio total, herera, what has been happening in these companies, herera, you'll get a good context. Okay? Each one, ko, each investment fund, ko philosophy, thesis, त्यहाँबाटै बुझिन्छ कि. सो रफली इट्स नट भेरी लार्ज भने इट्स आई थिङ्क रफली 70 कम्पनीज, मोर देन द्याट अभियसली होइन. त्यति कम्पनीज हेर्दा पनि युल गेट एन आइडिया कि. सो फर मी टु टेल यङ प्रोफेसनल फोक्स इज वान इज भेन इफ यु थिङ्क अबाउट पिइभिसी, आई मिन हेभ अ भेरी ब्रड माइन्ड होइन. इट्स त्यो एना एनालिसिस एनालिस्ट मात्रै बन्ने होइन होइन, इट्स अ ब्रड स्पेक्ट्रम अफ थिङ्स. युजली बाहिरतिर चाहिँ each spectrum when deal making, the internal screening, everyone is looking at it differently. I know there's a book Carlyle ko area bhane, that Iron Gate book, each of the GPs, they have different strengths. Okay? One can raise money, one can actually manage and deploy money, one can manage exits. Khali so testo khali dynamics are chai learn garna, what is the terms are bujhna, it's easy.
थ्याङ्क यू सो मच दाइ, त्यसरी पुट इन गरिदिएकोमा. सो लास्ट क्वेसन, सो टिएनएको दाइ फ्युचर प्लान्सहरू के छ, हल्का के भनिदिनु दाइ.
So the TNA overall, yes, we have ambitious plans. Obviously, we will be looking to raise funds as well. Okay. Right? Obviously, within the SEBON rules, bunny, but obviously, there are so many things, so many variables we yet need to fulfill before we reach there. Obviously, in terms of deal sizes, bunny, we are अहिले सम्म सेक्टर एग्नोस्टिक छ, साइज सानो पनि गरेछौँ हामीले, बिग साइज पनि गरेछौँ. सो ओभरअल हाम्रो प्रिन्सिपल्स इज टु सपोर्ट द एन्टरप्रेन्योरियल ल्यान्डस्केप विथ द एक्सपर्टिज द्याट वी हेभ अगेन. So there are sectors we do not have the expertise and we cannot add much value, so we try to stop it there as well. We just, okay, we're very clear, okay, I'm a China, we can't add value apart from money, and but if it's just money you want, then the price that comes attached with that money will obviously have to be spelled out. So TNA ko plans obviously is to obviously host multiple funds, I know, deepen the investment activities in Nepal. We are a local fund, I know. So there are so many things happening within, okay, TNA as well. I think bistari we will get to know more.
Okay, that sounds exciting. So hamle hajur ko ra TNA ko LinkedIn ko link ta hamle tala bio ma pani dincha haina. So thank you so much dai, it's hajur sanga jahile pani kura garda kene ke naya sikinchu ra kahile pani sakidaina dai, there's so much to learn haina.
So thank you so much,
thank you so much dai for your time and all the experiences you have shared. Thank you dai so much.
Thank you again.
Thank you so much. So aasha ta hajur harle pani kehi siknu bhayo hola, kehi bujhnu bhayo hola. So एपिसोड 1, एपिसोड 2 र एपिसोड 3 यहाँसम्म आइसक्नु भएको छ भने एपिसोड 4 पनि अवश्य हेर्नुहोला. सो हामी चाहिँ हाम्रो हरेक स्पिकरको हामीले लिङ्कडिनको लिङ्क चाहिँ हाम्रो तल डिस्क्रिप्सनमा दिन्छौँ. सो हजुरहरू डाइरेक्ट उहाँसँग रिच आउट गर्न सक्नुहुन्छ, या हजुरहरूलाई हामीसँग केही क्वेसन छ भने प्लिज कमेन्ट बक्समा लेख्नुहोला, सेयर गरिदिनुहोला, कमेन्ट्स गरिदिनुहोला, लाइक गरिदिनुहोला, सब्सक्राइब गरिदिनुहोला. र हामीलाई हाम्रो यो सानो जुन एउटा प्रयास छ प्राइभेट इक्विटी इन्डस्ट्रीको बारे इन्फर्मेसन बाहिर ल्याउने, त्यसलाई सहयोग गरिदिनुहुन्छ भन्ने आशा छ. सो थ्याङ्क यू सो मच फर लिसनिङ. थ्याङ्क यू अल.